local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now on a Monday, hour number two. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today, February 26, 2024. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. We start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. An active duty U.S. Air Force service member dead after setting himself on fire yesterday, saying he will no longer be complicit in genocide. This happened outside of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Video from the scene shows Aaron Bushnell saying he's resorting to an extreme act of protest, which he said is still nothing compared to what Palestinians have been enduring. The Supreme Court appears to be divided after hearing arguments today in cases involving how social media companies handle online content. The court is examining Republican-backed laws in Texas and Florida that were put in place over claims that TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and others dislike conservative speech.
The idea that you don't like somebody because of their race or their disability or something like that, and we're going to say we're not going to allow you onto our platform, that surely cannot be constitutional.
And the laws were enacted in 2021 after the companies banned former President Trump from their platforms. Some of the justices expressed concern that the laws could cover other platforms like Uber, Google, and Amazon. The social media companies have compared themselves to newspapers who can't be told which information to publish. And it's a quick turnaround for Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Michigan's primary is tomorrow, despite Trump easily winning in Haley's home state on Saturday. Haley says she's not going anywhere. The idea, she says, is to give GOP voters an option other than the former president. So far, Trump has cleaned up in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and the U.S. Virgin Islands as well. Our top local story today, signed, sealed, and delivered. Well, not quite on that last part yet, but City of Pensacola's lease agreement with American Magic has been signed and sealed. The work is continuing to complete construction of their headquarters at the Port of Pensacola before the team returns from the America's Cup in Barcelona. The idea of American Magic taking up their home in Pensacola started 9 years ago.
If we could pull this off and they liked it and everybody in the community kind of rallied around them, I knew it could be a big win. And so, you know, we visioned it, had the vision for it, we visualized it. And then listen, you know, everybody stepped up as a community and really stepped in and helped. And when I got out of office, Grover was right there. And then D.C.'s really stepped up in a big way.
And that is former Mayor Ashton Hayward, who says it all started with a phone call from Dr. James Andrews, the link between the city and the founder of American Magic, Doug DeVos. The lease agreement was approved by the city council last week and formally signed today. More local headlines right after our first update on the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We did have some issues on Pine Forest Road. We often do, but there was an accident report in that area. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest, a lot of the issues that we had over there does seem to be fine, just particularly if you're traveling towards West 9 Mile Road. So hopefully there's not much that's going to be holding you up there for too long. If you're traveling westbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, we have some minor backups there. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road, let's see, just past University Parkway, we've just got some minor evening traffic causing little splotches of backups here and there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area, still giving us some minor trouble. We did have a lot of backups traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach. That has seemingly subsided. And Caroline Street over into Pace Milton areas is looking okay as well. So there should not be too much that's going to hold you up for particularly long.
Warm weather overnight with low temperatures in the 60 to 65 degree range. It'll be partly cloudy. We'll see sun and clouds during the day on Tuesday. The next couple of days, highs will be in the mid to low 70s. Wednesday, we've got a cool front that heads this way, brings us a slight chance for rain and a little bit of a cool down for the latter part of the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at more local headlines here. Our new details this afternoon following the death of an Escambia County employee during a work-related mishap today. Happened at around 9 o'clock on Detroit Boulevard near Cove Avenue. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says that workers were cutting a tree when the tree swung and struck the boom arm. A 59-year-old male employee was knocked from his bucket into the ground. Investigators say the employee was not wearing a helmet or harness at the time and was pronounced dead on scene by Escambia County EMS.
Obviously, it's always tough when you lose anybody, whether it be an employee, a friend, a family member. There's always a safety message that can be had.
That's County Public Safety spokesman Davis Wood, who talked to Channel 3, and County Administrator Wes Moreno extended condolences to the family, friends, and coworkers in a statement saying, quote, "It's a difficult time that we will all navigate together." Pensacola woman now in jail on no bond after a stabbing that was reportedly caught on Facebook Live video. 19-year-old Nakayla Moore is facing an attempted homicide charge, which the incident allegedly took place on February 3rd. According to Channel 3, Moore was engaged in an argument with somebody over comments that were made about her kids. Moore reportedly gave the victim her address and told her to come over and fight. That fight was streamed on Facebook Live, allegedly showing Moore stabbing the victim with a kitchen knife. The victim was said to have suffered a laceration to her arm about 4 inches long and over 2 inches wide. Also, the work nearly complete on the Lillian Highway boat ramp, the first boat launch to be built in the county on Perdido Bay. It's been a long-anticipated project. It's seen its share of delays, though.
The funding source for this primarily is from the oil spill, the recovery funds from BP. And it's been a long process getting the approvals from the federal government, getting the permits from the Corps of Engineers and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. It's a long process when you have to, when you're trying to dredge areas of the bayou, when you're trying to get wetlands areas mitigated.
That's Commissioner Jeff Burgosh with Studio 850. Burgosh says the ramp will feature large docks and lots of parking space for big trailers, but will also have a gazebo and playground for the kids as well. We'll take a break there. We've got our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you in a situation where you need a miracle? You need God to do something that seems impossible? The Bible explains that without God, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and explains that, and I quote, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." He's speaking in the context of a virgin conception. If God can bring about the miracle of a biological impossibility, don't you think He can solve your problems? In Jeremiah 33:3, God challenges those who need a miracle when He says this, and I quote, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I urge you, call upon Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
For a short month, February sure has a lot going on. The big game, Mardi Gras, Valentine's, and President's Day, to name a few. So, what else can we celebrate? How about a very low interest rate and $500 cash when you finance a 2024 Volkswagen at Feedmore Imports? That's right. Piedmore Imports now offers 1.9% financing for 48 months on all 2024 Tiguan and Taos models, plus $500 customer cash. The 2024 Tiguan S from $29,101 and financing for 1.9% at 48 months. The 2024 Taos S from $24,991 and 1.9% financing at 48 months. Plus the 2024 Volkswagen Jetta S, now from $22,481 with available financing of 1.9 at 48 months. These deals won't last long, so hurry to Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rates and bonus cash for qualifying credit from PCI. Must take retail delivery by March 4th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the South Carolina primary and the Republican field as it goes forward. Plus, President Trump's very unusual comments about black people and whether they identify with him because he's persecuted also. And several different local legal issues, everything from the Skanska lawsuit to the Pam Childers versus Escambia County lawsuit to the Supreme Court of the U.S. hearing about a bill that was authored in part by Alex Andrade. Find all of that on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump Jr. in a Pensacola town hall meeting Tuesday, February 27th. Hear it live beginning at 5 p.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Wasn't a ton to report on in our last update, luckily. We do have some minor issues, though. We'll start with an accident report on Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound towards West Detroit Boulevard, we've got some backups developing in that area. Also, the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road is starting to develop backups on both streets. Maybe some slight issues here and there on Nine Mile Road and North Davis Highway, but that's pretty par for the course at this time of day. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking all right. Navarre Parkway has really smoothened out. Same can be said about Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton areas. So if you're dealing with anything else on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long.
Skies overnight will be partly cloudy, and it's going to be a warm one with overnight lows between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see sun and clouds during the day on Tuesday. High temperatures will be in the low 70s. Wednesday, a front heads this way, brings us a 20% chance for rain, but still warm highs in the mid to low 70s on Wednesday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. It's 5:25 here at News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, some student-athletes could soon get the chance to make money off their name, image, and likeness. The High School Athletic Association discussed its first NIL proposal during a board of directors meeting today. The plan would allow student athletes to join sponsor agreements, but would be banned from using their school's uniform or logo name. They would also be prohibited from signing NIL deals tied to nicotine products, cannabis, or gambling.
And two more kids have been diagnosed with measles in Broward County, bringing the total of confirmed cases to 8. Former State Surgeon General Scott Rifkes says that concerned parents should get their children vaccinated immediately.
If you are not vaccinated and you are exposed, the recommendations are to isolate or quarantine for 21 days, which is the period of incubation.
State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo has raised eyebrows by leaving it up to parents to send kids back to school, immunized or not. The federal government recommends staying at home to stop the spread.
Yeah, the Florida Lottery launching 4 new scratch-off games this week. The Lucky Green, Bonus Letter Crossword Jeopardy, and Triple Sevens will cost between $2 and $10 per ticket. The agency says the new games will have more than $300 million in total prizes, and retailers are expected to have those tickets in stock over the next couple of days.
And UCF student Jack Sweeney is blasting the court order preventing him from tracking and sharing Taylor Swift's private jet location. He says he's just using publicly available information.
And the only reason Taylor's account got big and became a problem, like they see it, is because the Taylor Swift fans are the ones who made it grow and shared the links, followed it, and whatever.
Sweeney's legal team says that his social media posts are protected speech. Sweeney also says that he continues to track Swift's jet despite the legal threat.
In national news, lawmakers back on Capitol Hill with just a handful of days to strike a deal to fund the government. Parts of the government will shut down Friday night if Congress fails to act, with a full shutdown possible by March 8th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says leaders hadn't reached a compromise, blaming House Republicans for the delay. Meanwhile, Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats are the ones making last-minute demands that are holding things up.
And Hunter Biden will testify behind closed doors Wednesday in the impeachment inquiry of his father. That inquiry suffered a major setback following the recent indictment of an ex-FBI informant. The Justice Department indicted Alexander Smirnov on allegations that he made up information.
An ally of Alexei Navalny says a prisoner swap was close to happening before his death. In a video on YouTube, the associate of Navalny said talks were in the final stages to exchange Navalny and 2 unnamed U.S. citizens for a Russian hitman imprisoned in Germany. The medical report stated Navalny's cause of death was natural, but President Biden has blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And a missing American couple is believed to be dead after escaped inmates allegedly hijacked their yacht in Grenada. Kathy Brindle and Ralph Hendry from Virginia were last seen a week ago at a beach on the island nation. Police located their boat and captured the 3 escaped criminals that allegedly stole it. Authorities said they found evidence that suggests a pair were killed, but their deaths have not been confirmed.
Officials say the suspect in the death of the University of Georgia student entered the U.S. illegally. Jose Ibarra was arrested for the murder of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. Her body was found last week in a wooded area near the school. Ibarra is from Venezuela and reportedly came to the U.S. in 2022. He's now charged with several counts, including felony murder and false imprisonment. There is no evidence that Ibarra knew Riley. Police say her death was a crime of opportunity.
And Donald Trump is appealing the verdict in his New York civil fraud case. No surprise there. The judge in the case recently ordered Trump to pay more than $450 million in fines and barred the former president for 3 years from running a business in the state of New York.
Quick recap of today's top 3 stories just before the Fox News update. Active duty U.S. Air Force service member Aaron Bushnell is dead after he set himself on fire yesterday, saying he'll no longer be complicit in genocide. That demonstration happened outside of the Israeli embassy in D.C. yesterday. Arguments being heard today in the U.S. Supreme Court over cases involving how social media companies handle online content. They're looking into laws in both Texas and Florida that were put in place after TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube all banned former President Trump from their platforms. And tomorrow, after the South Carolina primary, Donald Trump, of course, easily defeating Nikki Haley. A quick turnaround, Michigan's primary is on Tuesday. We'll get our sports headlines right after the Fox News update on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Biden set to visit Brownsville, Texas Thursday as he continues to push for a bipartisan Senate foreign aid bill that includes billions for border security.
He will discuss the urgent need to pass the Senate bipartisan border security agreement, the toughest and fairest set of reforms to secure the border in decades.
White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre, an immigrant from Venezuela accused of killing a nursing student, Lakeland Riley. Her body was found University of Georgia campus, Governor Brian Kemp partly blaming border security for her death.
Before that incident ever happened, if the border was secure, this individual never would have been in the country illegally and wouldn't have committed another crime.
Jose Antonio Ibarra was previously arrested in New York City, made his way down to Georgia. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A big supermarket deal is on hold. The Federal Trade Commission this morning said it is suing to block Kroger's planned acquisition of Albertsons, saying the combination of the two major grocery store chains would result in higher prices for shoppers and lower wages for workers. A bipartisan group of nine attorneys general have joined the court complaint. The two companies first announced that nearly $25 billion deal in October of 2022. No new records for the market. Today, stocks fell slightly after a couple of the indexes set new highs last week. Today, the Dow Jones Industrials eased 62 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite dipped 19 and 20 points, respectively. It was 50 years ago next month that Little House on the Prairie debuted on NBC. To mark the occasion, NBC Universal's Cozy TV, which airs the drama multiple times weekday mornings, will show the network's 50 favorite episodes during the month of March. That's Your Money Now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Bray's for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Bray Jewelers.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Nikola Jokic yesterday had another triple-double, going for 32 points, 16 rebounds, and 16 assists. Jamal Murray also added in 27 points as the Nuggets beat the Warriors by 16. There's not much that you could trust in the NBA this year, but the duo of Jokic and Murray is not only always reliable, but the best duo in the association, and until someone takes them down in the playoffs, they'll be my pick to repeat as world champs. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Congressman Matt Gaetz.
We are here focused on a weaponized government.
Donald Trump Jr.
We're here tonight to talk about the great American story.
In a Pensacola town hall meeting tomorrow at the Palafox Wharf waterfront. Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump Jr. will discuss the biggest issues of our time. The doors open at 5 p.m., but if you can't make it, you can listen to the entire town hall meeting right here. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. We'll start with Gulf Beach Highway. If you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some issues in that area still, just pretty standard evening traffic. We did have an accident report on Pensacola Boulevard, but while there is still some minor congestion there traveling northbound towards West Detroit Boulevard, it does not appear to be too severe at this time. Still got some backups at the intersection of North Palafox Street and West Burgess Road. Some minor ones going northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile. Outside of that, everything else appears to be rather smooth sailing, so there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for particularly long.
Warm weather overnight with low temperatures in the 60 to 65 degree range. It'll be partly cloudy. We'll see sun and clouds during the day on Tuesday. The next couple of days, highs will be in the mid to low 70s. Wednesday, we've got a cool front that heads this way, brings us a slight chance for rain and a little bit of a cool down for the latter part of the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. At 5:38, it is 66 degrees, 62 the overnight low, so pretty mild there. 5:38. What are we looking at as far as our sports news today, Austin?
Well, we got several headlines around sports today. We'll start with the NBA. The LA Clippers are going through a total revamp, unveiling a different logo and new uniforms, with the former turning the most heads. Instead of just the oddly scripted LAC abbreviation sitting within a basketball shape, it is now a large letter C encompassing the front of a ship. And I mean that literally, as the crest also includes the directional dials of a compass. Also for flair, the ship also has the lines of a basketball on its hull. The new look is meant to pay homage to the team's nautical heritage, which I, to be fair, didn't even know they had. I know there was some like knockoff football league team that was called like the San Diego Fleet, and they had like ships as their logos or whatever. I get that, or a ship as their logo, rather. But have you seen the logo? What do you think about it, Joe?
I have. You know, my first reaction is that, you know, the Los Angeles Clippers are like the redheaded stepchild that nobody really wants in Los Angeles. They have an identity crisis because this is, I believe, like their second or third revamp of their branding that they've had, at least with the uniforms in the past few years. They'll never be the Lakers. They're always, you know, they have a good team. Aren't they like the second best team in the Western Conference right now?
I want to say they may be the third. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but you know, they are doing good. They're built, and this is all because they're building a brand spanking new arena.
They're trying,
and so they're trying to make that. But it's like it's kind of like the Brooklyn Nets, right? Because they just did this, but ultimately you need stars or whatever. And as the Nets proved last year, that doesn't even necessarily work. It's going to be a Knicks town. It's going to be a Lakers town. So, my thoughts are, I mean, okay, cool, but
It's better than what you had. I'll give you credit. But as you said, people aren't really, like, you're going for an image revamp, which I'm all for, but winning needs to be the priority. And while you've got a good team, you've had a good team for years, and it hasn't won yet. No, I get that. But the logo itself, unis, yeah, they're pretty cool. Future of the NFL is descending on Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis today as the NFL Combine begins. Over 300 of the best college football players have a chance to showcase their skills in front of coaches, general managers, and scouts. We talked about this in the last hour. We've already got some big names saying that they're not going to participate in this or that or whatever. It's whatever. I mean, that doesn't really surprise me. I don't religiously follow the Combine anyway, because if there's a big enough name like a Caleb Williams, like a Marvin Harrison Jr., how is not participating in the Combine, or rather how you do in it, how is that going to make or break your total draft stock? Most likely it's not, so I'm not really worried
about it. Teams get in big trouble when they put too much on how players look in shorts. Because...
I mean, okay.
Well, you'll have guys that will shoot up the draft boards, because, and Zach Wilson being a prime example most recently... He has this killer workout where he's running around, he's throwing the football against air, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, the arm talent. It's just what...
It's very relaxed.
Look at the college film. Look at how he does against other players, against people that are better than him. And that tells me more. Now, not to say that there's nothing valuable to take away from the combine, because it is, you know, for the last week or two, NFL teams have really been diving into setting their draft boards and saying, okay, these are players that we want to get to know more, especially for a team like my Bears that have the number one overall pick. And so they're starting with the, okay, number one, are we moving off Justin Fields? Number two, which of these quarterbacks do we really love? And it's their first opportunity this week to get FaceTime with them.
Yeah.
They're going to get their 15-minute meetings. They're going to go out to dinner in Indianapolis this week. And for general managers, it's a chance to really hone out some of the deals that over the next couple of weeks we're going to hear about. They will be really formed starting with the Senior Bowl and then hashed out over the combine and over the next couple of weeks as well. So I think that's the main benefit to me is, yes, you get to see players work out, but for the players that are going to show up there that aren't going to work out, you still get a chance to get some FaceTime with them and really start the process of diving into them as people, because ultimately that matters just as much as what their athletic measurables tell you.
Right.
So that's my take on that. College basketball news. So first we have a doubleheader on ESPN tonight, ACC, Miami, and North Carolina. That starts in about 15 minutes. We got Baylor, TCU at 8 o'clock. The Golf The Match charity exhibition that's just about to start on TNT. It's got Rory McIlroy and Max Homa with the PGA, and then Lexi Thompson and Rose Zhang with the LPGA. First time that women have been featured in the charity exhibition. Going back to college basketball for just a couple of minutes, because the big story from the weekend having to do with, okay, do we got to do something about all these court storming situations? Because we had another instance where I would say a pretty big name in college basketball got roughed up a bit. The Duke-Wake Forest game on Saturday, congratulations to Wake Forest, won that one 83-79. But the big story was Blue Devils star Kyle Filipowski suffering an injury as he was in the middle of the court, and Wake Forest college students were running at him full speed. And he may or may not have acted like he was trying to trip somebody. He may or may not have gotten shoved from behind. I'm not sure. But a couple of players or whatever had to come over to him and help him off the court. Looks like it's a sprained knee. But, of course, the conversation this morning and all the talk shows is, do we need to ban court storming from college basketball? You, as a Wake Forest fan, to the surprise of absolutely nobody, are firmly on the side of Wake Forest students.
I am not on the side of Wake Forest students. I'm on the side of just the sport being passion driven. In your little spiel there that ended with sarcasm, you had mentioned that Filipowski was walking in the middle of the court. And I think that needs to be the takeaway. if you are in Filipowski's situation and you know the herd is a stampeding, then get the heck out of the way. I'm doing, at the very least, a speed walk off the court because I know what these players are going to do. I know what these fans are going to do. I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to be at risk of getting hurt. It's like, just get out of that environment. I mean, they're celebrating your loss anyway, so you obviously don't want to be around it. I'm making the smart decision to get out of the way. Every time we have a problem with these players, they're moping everywhere. Just get out of the way. That's a lot easier to do than enforcing some ban, which will either not do anything or it will be so severe and so punitive that it sucks the passion out of collegiate basketball, which I obviously don't want. That's my take.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I understand that. All right, we'll get to health, business, and science right after traffic and weather. Here's Alan Strum.
Skies overnight will be partly cloudy, and it's going to be a warm one with overnight lows between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see sun and clouds during the day on Tuesday. High temperatures will be in the low 70s. Wednesday, a front heads this way, brings us a 20% chance for rain, but still warm highs in the mid to low 70s on Wednesday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, not a ton going on. We did have, like, we've got some busy intersections here or there in Pensacola. That's nothing too severe. Did have some accident reports here and there, not really causing much issues. We still do have some backups if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards West Detroit Boulevard. There was an accident over there that's maybe still causing some runoff, but that's nothing too severe. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good, Navarre Parkway looking even better, and Caroline Street over into Pace Milton areas has virtually no issues either. So if you're dealing with some problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, in health, business, and science notes today, the big one for AT&T customers, get ready for this, prepare yourselves. AT&T is offering customers affected by last week's network outage a credit to their accounts.
Awesome.
That's awesome. That's great. What am I going to do with all of my excess wealth? In a statement on its website, the cellular provider says that customers will receive a $5 credit within two billing cycles. Of course, it came out last week and said a software update was to blame. Started early Thursday and was a major headache for many. Neither one of us, I believe, are AT&T customers, so this is not going to impact us.
No.
If we were, though, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being this is complete crap and I should be compensated more for my struggles on Thursday, to 10, hey, you didn't have to do that, or appreciate it, and I'll enjoy a Starbucks and think on the what Thursday was of not having connectivity. Where do you fall on that?
I'll fall smack dab in the middle with 5. I'll be sitting here thinking, okay, $5 doesn't really do anything for me, but a lot of companies would have done nothing. They would have just issued a statement saying, sorry. So I'll take the $5.
All right.
That's my personal take there. The first U.S.-built spacecraft to land on the moon since 1972 is alive and well after tipping onto its side. Houston-based Intuitive Machines says that all indications are that the lander is stable and at the intended landing site near the moon's south pole. Shares in the company nearly doubled on word of its successful landing, only to tumble around 30% in a late-day sell-off on Friday after word came out of the slight mishap.
Yeah. The merger deal between Kroger and Albertsons is in jeopardy after the Federal Trade Commission sued to block the deal. FTC alleges the deal, which would be the largest supermarket merger in U.S. history, would create higher prices for consumers. The deal was announced in 2022 and looked to combine the 5th and 10th largest retailers in the country.
And new home sales rose in January despite higher mortgage rates. Figures from the Commerce Department show new home sales edged up 1.5% to an annual rate of 661,000 units last month. The increase is less than industry analysts expected.
Austin, big news for you today.
How's that?
At the Oscars, a special performance, a track nominated for Best Original Song.
I'm just kidding.
Very catchy.
Not really. I mean, I have only heard that song when we've covered
just
it.
Just by from me.
Yes, when we've only covered it on air, it has never done much for me.
Ryan Gosling, of course, from Barbie. He's going to be performing that live. I will make sure to DVR it. Your choice whether you listen to it, but just be prepared that the Monday after the Oscars, we will have a recap of his performance.
Oh, don't tease me now. The first trailer is being released for Kevin Costner's Horizon. The film is in the is the first of a four-part series about the American West. Horizon Chapters 1 and 2 will have a dual theatrical release, with the first releasing on June 28th and the second on August 16th.
Austin, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being complete BS, 10 being this is totally true and happened. According to the not always reliable British tabloids, Taylor Swift has banned Travis Kelce from going to strip clubs, and she gave him $500,000 to upgrade his wardrobe. Supposedly, this isn't her trying to change Travis, but just helping him evolve to meet his new level of fame.
Okay, so I'm going to say this is like a 3 on the trueness scale. But I will say this, I'm not trying to change him. I'm just helping him evolve. Well, what in the world does evolve mean? It means to change over time. It means for the better, at least in her eyes. So that's stupid. She's obviously trying to change him, assuming this is true, which it most likely isn't.
551, we'll take a break there. Good group of wacky stories and good news to wrap up our number two coming up next.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the South Carolina primary and the Republican field as it goes forward. Plus, President Trump's very unusual comments about black people and whether they identify with him because he's persecuted also. And several different local legal issues, everything from the Skanska lawsuit to the Pam Childers versus Escambia County lawsuit to the Supreme Court of the U.S. hearing about a bill that was authored in part by Alex Andrade. Find all of that on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Wasn't a ton to report on in our last traffic update. We still had some runoff from a previously reported traffic incident. If you were traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards West Detroit Boulevard, I believe it was. Is that what it was called? Yes. My goodness, that stutter was unreal. Did you hear that? Man, that was crazy. Anyway, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, the issues that we had from an accident earlier should not cause us much issues now. We do have an accident report. If you're getting off of I-10 West trying to get onto Pine Forest Road and travel northbound towards West 9 Mile or southbound, that does not appear to be causing any issues, though. We will keep an eye on it, however. Let's see. The rest of Pensacola is looking fine for the most part. We've got some busy intersections here and there, but that's nothing too crazy. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Same can be said about Navarre Parkway. And Caroline Street over into Pace Milton areas is looking fine as well. So there should not be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. And update on the weather forecast.
Skies overnight will be partly cloudy, and it's going to be a warm one with overnight lows between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see sun and clouds during the day on Tuesday. High temperatures will be in the low 70s. Wednesday, a front heads this way, brings us a 20% chance for rain, but still warm highs in the mid to low 70s on Wednesday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 5:56 here at News Radio 92.3. All right, some of the more wackier stuff in the rounds today. A 36-year-old woman was in a car accident 7 years ago, filed a lawsuit for $825,000 because, according to her, she was left disabled. Since then, the case had been tied up for a while until recently. The court was shown a newspaper photo from 2018, which would have been less than a year after the crash.
Okay.
And it showed the woman participating in a Christmas tree throwing contest, which a texter told us last hour that she actually won.
I saw that, yeah.
She was heaving a large spruce tree. She looked like, like a lumberjack, just like hauling.
Really?
Yeah, this was not a Charlie Brown tree. This was a big one. The woman said even though she may have looked happy, she was in excruciating pain at the time.
Yeah. Suffering from success.
Like both of us, the judge also didn't buy it, and the case was thrown out.
Good for them. The inaugural Florida Man Games were on Saturday. We touched on this a little while back. Based on reports, it looks like it was a smashing success. Thousands of people showed up in St. Augustine to watch competitions like the mullet contest, the mud duel with pool noodles, and evading arrest obstacle course.
What brings you here today?
To watch stupidity occur on the grandest spectacular scale.
What brings you out here today?
To win. To win. I've been in Florida my whole life. They're calling these events. I'm calling this Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, so a lot of enthusiasm there.
Yes.
One of the judges was Lori Fetrick, who played Ice on American Gladiators. She suggested they have actual events for women next year or hold a separate Florida woman game. So clearly it's catching on quite fast.
Yeah. A cop in Mississippi got arrested last Wednesday for shoplifting while on duty. She was in Dick's Sporting Goods, tried to get away with a $140 pair of shoes. Robin Connor was still in uniform when fellow officers got her into custody and took her to jail in her own squad car.
Ouch.
The city council fired her the next day.
And some good news here. A Maryland couple broke a world record by going to 135 concerts in a single year. That's one every 2.7 days. They saw Beyonce, Lizzo, Pitbull, Billy Joel, and over 130 more artists. They say the whole thing cost just over $18,400. That's around $68 per ticket.
Question, is that also including food, travel, any sort of hotel stays, anything like that? I have questions about that number. As best as I can put it, it's like living close to a Major League Baseball team where their entire season is home games and you go to everyone. That would be just so exhausting.
Yeah, it sounds miserable. I mean,
miserable. I mean, good for them. They found something they both enjoy, but man,
yeah.
I wouldn't even do that for like a pro baseball team, 130 games.
No, I mean, we're simpletons, but I think that's much for most people.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now on Pensacola Right Now.